July 10, 2008, Beijing fiddles Taiwan's name for Olympics. This is a surrender in the middle of battle and abandonment of all the commitments he made as a candidate and all of the values our country embodies. Robert Menard, Secretary General of Reporters Without Borders. The spokesman for China's Taiwan Affairs Office, Yang Yi, said yesterday that both 中国 Taipei, Taipei, China, and 中华 Taipei, Chinese Taipei, are acceptable translations for the official Olympic designation of Chinese Taipei, thus threatening to raise tensions between China and Taiwan 1 month before the Olympics. In response, the Mainland Affairs Council, MAC, said the development was a severe mistake and it would protest to the International Olympic Committee, IOC. Yang said that although both translations were acceptable, the Beijing Organizing Committee, BOCOG, would use 中华 Taipei in printed materials and at all venues. But Yang added that the decision was not binding on any other Chinese group, organization, or individual. In Taipei, MAC Vice Chairman Zhang Liangren said Chinese Taipei was the name that the Olympic committees of both sides agreed on in 1989 and that the government was firmly opposed to the name Taipei, China. Zhang said that in 1989, when the then chair of the Chinese Taipei Olympic Committee, Li Qinghua, met Chinese Olympic Committee representatives, the two parties agreed that the transition of Chinese Taipei would be 中华 Taipei. Sarkozy says oui. Meanwhile, French President Nicolas Sarkozy will attend the opening ceremony of the Beijing Games next month, his office said yesterday. Sarkozy told Chinese President Hu Jintao he would go to Beijing during a meeting on the sidelines of the G8 summit. Sarkozy had threatened to boycott the Olympic opening gala following a Chinese crackdown in Tibet in March that sparked international outrage, leading to speculation that some world leaders might shun the games. The head of state consulted all of his European counterparts and, with their agreement, will attend the opening ceremony in his double capacity as President of France and as President of the European Union, the statement said. Sarkozy said earlier that his decision on whether to attend the ceremony would hinge on progress in talks between China and the Dalai Lama. In France, media watchdog Reporters Without Borders, RSF, accused Sarkozy of surrendering to China. "I am disappointed and bitter. Until the last moment, I kept hoping he would not dare attend the ceremony," RSF Secretary General Robert Menard said. "This is a surrender in the middle of battle and abandonment of all the commitments he made as a candidate and all of the values our country embodies," Menard said. He said Sarkozy's decision was a stab in the back to Chinese dissidents who had been abandoned by France. RSF, which spearheaded protests during the Olympic torch's global relay, said it was calling for protests outside Chinese embassies worldwide on August 8th and would travel to China to demonstrate in defiance of a ban. During his meeting with Hu, Sarkozy expressed France's desire to boost its strategic partnership with China in all of its dimensions and reiterated French support for Beijing following the May earthquake in Sichuan province. French officials said the meeting between Sarkozy and Hu went extremely well and the strategic partnership between France and China was back on track once again. Xinhua News Agency reported yesterday that tourists would be banned from visiting Beijing's prestigious Peking University during the Olympics. The top university will be closed to visitors from July 20th to September 18th, Xinhua reported. The ban will be imposed because of security concerns, Xinhua said, quoting the deputy head of the university's campus security department. Teachers, students, and staff will have to show identity cards or passes issued by the university to get onto the campus. The campus, where Olympic and Paralympic table tennis events will be held, is a huge tourist attraction, and every summer, thousands of parents take their children there to motivate them to do well in their studies, Xinhua said.